Thank you. Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Although I said the subject is a Beis HaMikdash, I want to focus on one specific area of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the place called Even Shetiyah. But first of all, let me quote you a Gemara in Tanis, Daf Hei. The Gemara says, Amale Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzhak, Mai dichtiv bekir becha kadosh velo avov beir. In your midst is holiness, therefore I will not come to the city. It's a difficult pasuk. Says the Gemara, Mishum de bekir becha kadosh velo avov beir, because it's holy in your midst, I will not come into the city. Amale, so I said to him, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzhak, Achi Amar Rabbi Yohanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yohanan explains. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichnas LYerushalayim Shel Mala Ad Shetibaneh Yerushalayim Shel Mata. What it's telling you is that Hashem Yisbarach will not enter into Yerushalayim above until the end, until there is a Yerushalayim below. Amale, Umi Ika Yerushalayim LeMala. Who says that the Yerushalayim, there is a Beis HaMikdash and there is a Yerushalayim above? Amale'in. Yeah, of course. Dichtiv Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shehubra LaYahdav. Yerushalayim, which is built, it's like a city that has been joined together. What has been joined together? Yerushalayim Shalmata with Yerushalayim Shalmala. On this, the Rashba says, what is the meaning that there is Yerushalayim above, Yerushalayim below? He says, Yesh Basel Sod. This is something mister. Veda, he says, Yerushalayim Shalmata V'tzion Ubes HaMikdash. You should know that the whole of Yerushalayim below Tzion, HaTzion, where the Beit HaMikdash is, and the Beit HaMikdash itself, Kulam Tziyurim Hem Le'inyonim Sichliyim Dakimeod. He says, you should know that the temple, the whole of Yerushalayim, the whole of the temple, the whole design of everything inside it represents spiritual things. He says, Gam Kol Eretz Yisrael Ve'al Ken Nikrat Ha'aretz Eretz Ha'chaim. He says, the whole of Eretz Yisrael represents very spiritual things. And he leaves it as something that is nistar. I've been reading a sefer called Mishkan Elyon of Ramchal. Like all his forim, it's an amazing little sefer, full of tremendous chokhmah. And he tells us something very interesting in this sefer. I'll read you his words, they're better than mine. He says, "Kisharata ha'matzil librot ha'olam." When the Eibishter wanted to create the world, kalal hakol be'esr me'orot gedolim. He says he included everything in 10 divine lights. We know Chazal tell us be'asara ma'amarot nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. These are 10 divine lights. He calls it. I call it creative energies to make it more understandable to us. Shemehem yatsu kol hanivraim. From that came everything created. Ke'anofim ayoytzim miguf ha'ilan. They are like branches that comes from the tree. At shelonim sadavar shen lo makom b'merkov ha'yoyna. You can't find nothing down here on this created world in the entire universe that hasn't got a shoyrish, hasn't got a root up in the spiritual realms. The Hamaor Aharon, of these 10 utterances that God said, which he calls them 10 divine lights, the last one, the lowest of them, Hu Anikra Shekhina, is called Shekhina. V'sham Nishrashu Kol HaNimsayim. And he says, everything in the universe, everything in this planet, has a root in this concept which we call Shekhina. V'haven me'od, and he tells very important to understand this. And he goes on. V'tzorech sheteida, ki yesh makom echad miyuchad v'noida la, שבו נכללים כל השורשים האלה. He says, and down here on earth, there is a place where all these roots, all these spiritual energies, all these divine lights, are all included in that place here, down here on earth. Vesham yesh ha-shoresh lekol ha-devorim, and there is the root of all material things created. Venishrashim v'shorashim ha-aretz mlo'ah ha-shamayim u'shmeh ha-shamayim, whether it is planets above, it's celestial planets, or whether it's any creature on this earth. U'beikabet kol ha-shorashim ha-el el-makom achad, when you get all these roots and all these divine energies into one place, be'emsa yiresham kemo even achas, what will it appear in this earth as? A stone. Ve'ha'even azot yikara meod, a very precious stone. Kelula mikol yofi v'chemda, this stone includes in it potentially all beauty and everything desirable on this planet. Ve'hi anikret even shtia. The Ramchal has given us here a definition of what is the meaning of even shtia. V'chen ha'ita even azot ba'olam hazeh lemata, the stone was here on earth, b'makom kodesh hakodashim, its place is in the kodesh hakodashim. U'mimena nipashtu saviv mesilot u'shvilim l'chol ha'devarim, from that stone comes out like energy lines, arteries that go everywhere and feed everything in the world. I leave the Ramchal for a minute, and every word that the Ramchal tells you, we can rest assured, has a makoyer in Chazal. The Gemara in Yoima, Daf Nun, Nun Gimel, and Nun Dalet, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mishinital Oron, when the Oron was no longer in the Beis HaMikdash, Even Haita Sham, there was a stone there. Mi'emot Nevi'im Rishonim, and we should know that this stone was there right at the beginning, before the temple was built, and it tells you who discovered it, Nevi'im Rishonim, which the Gemara explains later on, that was David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNovi. When they decided that they were going to build the temple, they went out looking to see where the temple is going to be, and they found this stone, and that's where they built the temple. V'shtiyah Shema, the name of this stone is called Even Shtiyah. Gevoa min ha'aretz shalosh etpaot, it protruded above the ground level three fingers. The Gemara then asks, and that's the Mishnah, the Gemara then asks, Shtiyah ha'ita nikret Tana shemimena hushtat ha'olam, the entire planet is created and evolved from this stone. The Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oilam me'emtzaito nivra, says Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created from the center outward. Machlok in the Gemara where it was created from the outward in, Rabbi Eliezer says it's from the center outward. And what is the center? The stone. And from there, the creative energies spread out and created everything, which the Ramchal calls Shekhinah, one of these 10 oils that Hashem used to create the world. But the Ramchal goes a little bit further than the Gemara, really. The way the Ramchal describes things goes further than this Gemara. So I found a piece of Zohar that describes it a little bit further. This is a Zohar in Shlach Lecha, Daf Kuf Samech Aleph. It says it, sorry. Tachazi, Kadbara Kudsha Berichu Barnas, when the Eibishter that created man, he created him in a format that he is a model of spiritual realms. I won't read you every word. I will tell you my own words from the text. We won't have time to go through everything. And Zohar tells us that the Eibishter did a great chesed in the way the human beings created, in that in the center of our body is a heart, roughly, precisely, but roughly in the center, and the heart feeds all the evorim of the body, and the heart itself is controlled by something higher up, the brain. The brain controls the heart. The heart pumps and gives energy to the entire body. And this is a model of upstairs in the spiritual realms. So this replicates itself in everything in creation. So Mamela, if we look at the planet Earth, you will find the same thing there. So the Zohar goes on to tell us that there is a place in planet Earth which is a heart, which feeds everywhere else. And what is that? That is the Beis HaMikdash, precisely the Kodesh HaKodashim, precisely the Eden Shtiyah, and from there it feeds everything all over the place. And where's the brain in this model? So the Zohar tells you that the stone is the heart, feeds the entire world, and the heart has to be fed by and controlled by the brain. So the Zohar, the brain is Yerushalayim Shel Mala, which is the Gemara quoted to you before in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Hei. So in other words, what he's telling us, the Zohar here, is this is the model. There is a brain above, there is an energy that comes from there into a certain place, which is the heart. From there it feeds everywhere else, and this is how the planet Earth is fed. The entire planet is fed from there. This is a famous medrash, Tanhuma. But before I read you that, let me read you a Nachmanides, a Ramban, that explains what the Ramchal told us in a completely different way. The Ramban explains the meaning of the words "Veha'aretz haita tohu vavohu," and the Ramban bases himself on Tanoim, specifically a book called from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone. He wrote a book called Sefer HaBohir, and he quotes the Sefer, and he in Sefer HaBohir explains what is tohu. Says Sefer HaBohir, Umay Tohu Davar Amadhe Bnei Adam. Something that people are surprised. You change your mind all the time. You see it, you want to give it a name, and then next moment you say, oh no, it can't be that, it's because it's something else. In other words, Tohu is a creative energy. It has no form. It can take any form. You see it now, it could be this. You see it then, it could be that. So you keep on changing your mind. What am I going to call it? So he calls it Tohu. The word Tohu, Tohe halarishonim, the Gemara says. Tohu means you change your mind. What is Vohu, he says? Bohu. It's when this creative energy that Hashem made starts taking shape, starts taking a form, then Bohu, it's in there. Bohu. Says Nachmanides, you know what this is? In the secular world, and he refers to the Greeks, he says this is what the Greeks called the first matter from which everything else evolved. What is it? He says, the Greeks called it Nikala Yevanim Chiyuli. The Greeks believed that the world evolved from one original matter. Everything evolved from there. And they called it Hiyuli. Nachmanides Ramban doesn't disagree with it, that this is how creation process, the creative process took place. Ve'ahar Hiyuli lo bara davar. The Eibishter didn't create anything else. It just evolved from the one thing. What did he do afterwards? In other words, the word Bria, says Ramban, is Yesh Me'ayin. From nothing, suddenly there is something. You can't use the word Bria for anything else. Only from Yesh Me'ayin. He says, the only thing that was created Yesh Me'ayin is this original matter. And then after that, you have the word Yetzira, Asiya, forming already from the original matter, evolving and forming. And he bases himself on a Benuhune Benakone, who explains Toyu and Boyu in that way, and then he goes and he makes a very remarkable statement. He calls this Bria Nekuda Ketona, a small, very small thing, the beginning of creation. The Embamamas had no form at the beginning, and Nivrau Kolanim Rahim Bashamim Baran, from there everything else would evolve. The Yirali, says the Ramban, Shehanekuda Hazod, this small little piece of the original matter, Belobsha Hatsura Vehaitabahu, when it took a form, and from being boyhood became boyhu, he shechachomim koirin ota even shtiyah. This is what Hazal called even shtiyah. Shemimena nishtat ha'olam, from where the world evolved. He doesn't disagree with Ramhal in any way, doesn't agree with any, it actually explains it better. So it's exactly what Ramhal is telling you. This last creative energy, which he called Shechina, is from there everything was created. It took a form in the form of a stone from which everything else evolved. That is in a simple way. Shlomo HaMelech tells us the Medrash in Tanhuma tells us that Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, it says, "Asiti li ganim upardesim venatati bachem et kol peil." Shlomo HaMelech is saying, you know what? I made myself beautiful gardens, orchards, and I planted everything you can imagine there. Now we know that each country has different plants that are indigenous to a particular country, and they don't particularly thrive in another temperature, in another sort of country. But Shlomo HaMelech succeeded in planting in Yerushalayim everything exotic you can imagine from every corner of the world. And the Medrash explains it. He says, we have a place in Yerushalayim which is called Even Shtiyah, which is in the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is the divine creative energy for everything on earth. And the Mela from it is the energy that's going out to feed everything, to keep it in existence. So the Mela, anything that exists anywhere on this planet, has to come from that central place where all the energy comes from. And Shlomo HaMelech knew it in his Chochmah, and he knew exactly which line goes from Even Shtiyah all the way to India, and he knew how to grow mangoes, or he could grow avocados, and he knew exactly where to go, and he tells specifically, he knew where peppers, chilies grow, and he knew the line that goes to Africa, and he knew how to plant chilies in Jerusalem. That's what the Medrash tells you. It fits in very well with everything that we've said, because if all the creative energies are there, Shlomo HaMelech knew it in his Chochmah, he knew precisely where everything is, he could tap into that energy. I'd like to quote you another piece of Zohar, which is parallel to a piece in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, who discusses this stone. And they identify this stone as the stone that Yaakov Avinu picked up when he was sleeping in the place of the Bet HaMikdash. This is in Parshas Noach, Daf Ayin Beis, and it says as follows: Patach Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Ve'ha'even hazot asher samti matzeva yehye Bet Elohim. Yaakov Avinu took a stone, in fact he took 12 stones, and they became one stone, and he slept on it, and when he got up he realized that this is no ordinary place, that this is a place where the divine presence is there, and he realized it. And Zeki in Bet Elohim, he says, this stone shall be the Bet HaMikdash in the future. Says the Zohar, Da hi Eben Shtia. This is the Eben Shtia, this stone. This is exactly what Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says. The Mitaman Ishtil Alma, from there the world evolved. The Allah it bani Bet Mikdasha, and on over it the Bet HaMikdash was built. Zakav Reshe Ahu Yuda. There was a Yid standing in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda at this time was a guest somewhere in some inn. He was given Divrei Torah there, and there was a Yid who, unknown, and he was surprised to hear what he said, and he asked him a kasha. And he said, hold on. If this stone came about at the time of Yaakov Avinu, he picked up 12 stones, he put them to sleep on his head, and became one stone. That's not the beginning of creation. So where's the original stone, the beginning of creation? So he says, how can you tell me that from there the world evolved? This stone is now detached, is on the surface. So he asked him, Hi, Mila Echebshar, how can this be possible, what you're telling me? He says to Rabbi Yehuda, this stone was there before the world was created. Umina Ishtil Alman, from there the world evolved. Ve'ata Marta ve'ha'even azot asher samti matzeva, and you're telling me it's a stone that Yaakov Avinu picked up? The masma de Yaakov shavila. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu put it there. Hashta. Dichtiv ha'ikah et ha'even asher sam rashotah. Ve'tu di Yaakov be'bet el. Hava. Ve'ha'yavna havat b'Yerushalayim. Another problem he raises. Where did Yaakov Avinu sleep? And where was the Bet HaMikdash? And this is something explained by Rashi in the Chumash. It wasn't exactly in the town where the Bet HaMikdash is, but Yivga b'Makom, he was actually in Betel, Luz, the Shemai Luz Barishoyne, says in the Chumash. And Rashi tells you that the entire world was folded up and put under Yaakov Avinu. Whatever that means, there's a pshat to it. I've seen a pshat. Doesn't necessarily mean that the whole planet Earth was put under Yaakov Avinu and folded, but I saw a pshat like this. Wherever Yaakov Avinu is, the world exists for him. The world was created for him, and the world exists for him. So wherever he is, the entire world is there. It's one pshat. So he asked his question. It doesn't seem that this stone could be Eben Shtia where Yaakov Avinu slept. And he tries to answer him. Amale Kora di Israel Ichval Tochotoy. He said, no problem. The whole of Eretz Israel was folded up, and that Yaakov Avinu was put underneath. And therefore that stone was under him. Male Asher Sam, it's written. He put it there. Not the Eibishter put it there. Yaakov Avinu put it there. So I'm sorry, you're not answering my kasha, he says. Uchtiv ha'even azot Asher Sam timatzevan. Yaakov Avinu himself said, I put the stone there. Amale Iyadad Mila Eima La. So Rabbi Yehuda couldn't answer him. He says, if you got an answer, he says, you tell me. Patach ve'amar, so this unknown Yid, no, he says, Ani betzedek echezeh panecha, es be'ah behakitz munatecha, and he goes on to explain, David HaMelech, when he wanted to create, to build the temple, and he had a desire to build the temple, or he wasn't allowed, he says, Ani betzedek echezeh panecha, es be'ah behakitz munatecha, he says, I want to experience the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. Ani echezeh betzedek, so I do it betzedek, with righteousness. Etzbea behakis munatecha, and I will satisfy myself while I'm awake of your divine presence. David Malka Habibuta v'devukati delay v'hayeven. He says David HaMelech was very attached to the stone. That's what he says. Ve'alah amar even ma'asu ha'boinim ha'itel ha'rosh pina. And when he said even ma'asu ha'boinim ha'itel ha'rosh pina, he was referring to the stone. Ve'kadbal istakla ve'chezu yikora. Whenever he wanted to see something divine, he picked the stone, he went and saw the stone. Dichtiv, bezot yavo Aharon el ha'kodesh. Bezois, this stone is a place where Aaron goes into Kodesh Kodashim. And it goes, the answer that this particular person gives, it's not a simple answer, and he says, v'ha'evan hazot asher samti matzeva de'ad ha'hi shata lo shavila. This stone, yes, it was at the beginning of creation, yes, it is from there the world evolved, but it needed a tikkun, it needed some rectification. He waited till Yaakov Avinu came and he took it and he did what he had to do with it, and that made it into what it had to be. In other words, he's a partner in God's creation. God created something and he waited till the tzaddik came along, till Yaakov Avinu came along, and he made it into what it is. That's the answer that this simple yid gave to Rabbi Yehuda, which he accepted. He stood up and he kissed him, and he said, if you're so great and your understanding is so deep, he says, what are you doing here? That's obviously, there's more than meets the eye in those words. If I may come back again to the Ramchal and finish with the words of the Ramchal, and the Ramchal tells us that this stone has always been there before the temple and after the temple, and even today it's there, and it's identified by the Radbaz. I don't have time to read it from the text. The Radbaz identifies it, it's controversial, but he identifies it as the Dome of the Rock. He calls it the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Kippah, he calls it the Dome, the Kippah, and it's a stone that's underneath there. He asked Akasha, how can that stone be so high up? He says, that's simple. He says, because the level of the ground of Yerushalayim has been dug down, because the Goyim have been trying to get to the foundation of the temple to destroy it, and they've never succeeded, and therefore the ground level of Yerushalayim is not what it used to be. But he identifies that stone because he had a Shiloh where how far we can go near it or away from it, because it's still holy. And he identifies as that stone. The Ramchal tells us, and I'd like to end with the words of the Ramchal. He says as follows. Mipnei ha'avonot, because of our sins, because Am Yisrael went the wrong way, nechrav ha'bayit lemata, the temple was destroyed down here below. However, the temple above has never been destroyed. Ve'im kol ze lo pasak lemala, above, the temple still exists. If the temple above wouldn't exist, if those divine energies above would stop flowing down, the world would cease to exist instantly. So the divine energy still there, keeps the world in existence. However, there's too much spiritual darkness, but the divine light is still there. There is lacking simcha that this stone used to give to the world originally. While it was the dwelling place and the resting place for the melech, for the king, for the shechinah, when our sins will have been corrected and finished, Yashuvu hadevarim kevarishoina, everything will return to its original state. Ve'ha'or ye yeter ve'ha'shefa yirbe meod, the energy that will be there, the divine light that will be there, will be greater than it was originally, and the shefa that will come from there, the blessing that will come from there, will be exceedingly great. Ve'alken yibane od habayit, and therefore for sure a third temple will be built there. הזה למטה וכבודו יהיה גדול מן הראשונים. And it will be greater than the first one. דברי רבי ימינו אמן.